Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ice Cream for Everyone podcast. This is your host, Willem van der Horst. So I wanted to record a quick update. I've been meaning to do this for a couple of weeks. You know that this is like a regular chant of mine of being late on my schedule and behind on everything. So I'm not going to like go over that for too long because you're probably bored of hearing that particular story. Or at least I am, even though I keep repeating it, so I'm probably not that bored. Anyway, 5th of July already. I'm recording this on Friday, the 5th of July. Funny enough, and I really hadn't announced this on my podcast yet, so this is why I'm recording a little bit of a hopefully fairly brief monologue summer update episode to just keep in touch with you, my listeners, about what's going on. And I think I said in the last episode that, if I remember correctly in the intro, I said it was probably going to be taking a bit of a summer break. But there's a little bit more going on, and I hope to update you on everything else happening a little bit sooner. But basically, and if we're friends on Facebook or if you've seen on Twitter, you might have noticed that I am actually moving, and I'm leaving Chicago, and I am moving to Paris. And in fact, at this time, I should be in the air on the way to Paris. I'm turning 40 in a few weeks on the 19th of July, organizing a big party. Keep in touch and send me a message if you want to come. It's in Spain, though, but it's going to be awesome. All my friends and family from all over are coming to join, and it turns out there's a few people canceling, so I have a few more slots because I've got a limit on how many guests I can have at that particular villa. We have an agreement with the property owners. Anyway, that's a completely different topic. So I'm turning 40 in a couple of weeks, and I'm very excited about that. And I've been thinking for the past few months about where I wanted to be and what I'm up to. And I already had this flight for the vacation booked because I had a good deal to leave on the 4th of July. And I didn't really have anything planned when I booked the flight. It was last year. It was a while ago. Anyway, and in the past few months, a lot of thinking done around where I want to be, where my close ones are, and my parents, etc. Long story short, I decided, actually, you know what's in the middle of all that is Paris. Paris is the closest spot to get to both work opportunities in Paris and in Europe, as well as in London, and friends. And some of my best friends are in the UK, and they've moved away from London, but they're in different parts of the UK. Some are still in London. I still have old friends and cousins in Paris. My parents and my brother and sister and my nieces are in the south of France. Other of my oldest friends are in another part of the south of France, like around Perpignan versus around Bordeaux. You know, I love skiing, and there's like the Alps are not too shabby and pretty easily accessible from Paris, et cetera, et cetera. There's like a long list of everywhere I looked. Even though I love Chicago very much for a lot of different things, I don't really have a lot of close people over there, and I'm still single, and I'm loving the freelance consulting the way I'm doing it. I'd love to come back to Chicago, and I want to come back to the States on a regular basis. So in the meantime, after a lot of thinking, it's been 15 years since I left Paris, in the summer of 2004. I'm turning 40 this summer, and I feel like it's time to go home. And I started having the thought, like, I'm ready to go home. You know what? I'm ready to go home. I'm very well aware of all the, you know, pros and cons of living in Paris and in France. And after a little over 2 years in Chicago, I'm aware of the pros and cons of Chicago as well. There's a lot of pros and cons to both. I mean, there's a lot of great things about Chicago. There's a lot of great things about Paris. They're just different cities. And the proximity to friends and family, to a lot more friends and family in France, is making me think, you know what, it's time to go. So I got ready and did all the things I wanted to do in Chicago. Last week, I managed to carve some time to do a whole week of intensive improv comedy training at the Annoyance Theater. I highly recommend The Annoyance, and I got Mick Napier's book, the founder of The Annoyance Theater. I really, really enjoyed their philosophy, and it was funny because apparently they have a reputation for being a little bit of the bad child, the bad stepchild, or the dangerous or weird or wacky stuff, which is not exactly their improv philosophy. They just happen to have weird shows, not necessarily weird, but a little bit out there, which I like. I really appreciate that, And I was with a group of fantastic people from all around the world and all around the U.S. and who are really seasoned improvisers and or performers and teachers. And I managed to keep up with them. And it was a fantastic, fantastic experience. I went beyond myself in terms of performing and like grew a lot in terms of like human. It was extremely rich to be exchanging with all the people there. and I really enjoyed it. So I'm thinking about like getting back into improv in Paris as well, and hopefully coming back to Chicago to take more classes at some point. So that was cool. I also took a 3-hour workshop about stand-up comedy at the Second City, the theater in Chicago, famous theater, obviously. And I've been to see a lot of comedy shows, and I dipped my toe in the water by going to an open mic and writing a few things and going up to the open mic. And really, I didn't have anything very prepared. I wanted to write, and then I ran out of time, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I'll put a few notes down. And I went up there, and I did 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, or whatever it was, 3.5 something. And it was really more about braving the fear of being up to the mic, which is so interesting that it's very different. Improv comedy and stand-up comedy, you know, I think I managed to keep up with the other people participating in the class, thanks to my training and coaching and in public speaking and managing workshops at work and having done growth and development courses with Landmark, things like that, that I think like the parallel, and also role-playing games on the story and character interpretation big time helped me. On the other hand, what didn't help me is role-playing games are all about looking for stories and plot. And I learned that improv is like, if you try looking for the story and where things are going, you get lost, and it's just not a good idea. But that was, by the by, interesting. And the whole philosophy of the annoyance is all about stepping up and taking responsibility to be a character and to take the, not to take the lead necessarily, but being a character, and they call it like, what's your deal as a character? And, you know, you hear like a lot of yes and they're all about like, no, you can say no, you can ask questions. They're about, you know, they're about like not having many rules and breaking them. And I didn't know what the rules were in the first place, so it didn't really mess up with me. And I thought it made total sense to like, as soon as you step on stage, to have something as like, this is my character. And something very simple. It could just be an emotion, a one word, or even a body language, but something that like gets you started on this is my character, and then you can build from there. So like it could be, you know, you walk on stage and I love pizza is my character. And then you go from there, like who is somebody who loves pizza? And that's your first thought. Or I'm happy or I'm sad, you know, or like walk in with a body language and that's like what your character is about. And you start from there and build from there with the other person on stage. And if you have any ideas about like what should there be on stage, rather than laying it on the other person who doesn't know what's going on in your head, you just be the thing that you think there should be there. And then build with the other person. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. I really learned a lot. It was fantastic, fantastic experience. So, and I was wrapping up everything, had lunch with clients, finished up all my work projects, organizing like my 40th birthday, which is a big deal. So that I've been busy with that. I had to reschedule some guest conversations for the podcast because I was like, this is not going to work out. I still am looking at doing that pivot, which I really, really want to do. And change the podcast or experiment with playing role-playing games with people from creative industries. I was trying to schedule 3 strategists. I haven't managed to do that yet, also partly due to my schedule. And after having met so many people in improv comedy, and there's a lot of people in improv comedy doing role-playing game podcasts, I'm thinking, okay, maybe we can mix it up. Maybe I can have like one strategist, one designer, one person who is an improv comedian. I don't know. We'll see. So again, if you're interested in this idea of playing a role-playing game, please get in touch with me. So let's see what else. And so, yeah, the final thing is I thought, okay, I'm leaving Chicago on the 4th of July and I'll be back. But like right now I'm going to be looking for an apartment in Paris, celebrating my 40th birthday, going on vacation, catching up with my nieces, my parents, my friend, all my good friends and their kids and all that. It's going to be cool. Of course, my flight was like late and late and late and canceled. So I have an extra day in Chicago that is kind of like in the weird space of just, I haven't gone back home. They put me up at a hotel because, well, I don't have a home in Chicago anymore. I moved out of it, which is funny. The dude was like, don't you live in Chicago? I was like, well, technically I'm kind of moving, so I don't have a place to stay. And I'd rather be right by the airport, but I have time to catch up on a few things. And ironically, I'm like, you know what? I should just record this update for the podcast. I might as well. So I'm recording this from my laptop, from the hotel room. I don't know how the sound's going to come out. I know it's going to be like audible. It's going to be fine. And I'm booked on another flight, and I can catch up because I'm also late on my newsletter. I was just out and about doing a lot of things. I went to listen to blues music on my last night on the 3rd, which I thought was my last night, but it turns out my last night was the 4th at the airport, missing the 4th of July celebrations. But, oh, hey, that happens. It's all good. I was tired. I needed to sleep anyway, so I got a good night's sleep at the hotel. And hopefully my flight is on time today. And I'm looking forward to meeting all my friends and family. Everybody's super excited. We've got this whole big vacation. I've been planning this for, like, over a year. I think nearly 18 months. And I think that's about it. I'm going to be pretty much taking a summer break from the podcast. I might be back here and there, depending on what opportunities I have to record with people. But between my birthday, looking for an apartment in Paris, wrapping up some work stuff, I'll keep up with the newsletter, I think. I might take a one-month break as well. I don't know. I'll see that next week. I need to translate my website into French, etc. There's, like, stuff to do, you know? And so I think I'm not going to be doing much from the podcast. If I do manage to record a role-playing game episode, I will start publishing that. But by virtue of that project, I mean, the nature of that project makes it that it won't. It's a little bit more complicated to schedule and a lot more complicated to edit. That'll take me a lot longer to edit than these type of conversations or monologues that I'm doing right now. And I think that's about it. If you have a project to talk about, if you are interested in having the advice of a marketing and brand strategist like myself, please send me an email. It's Willem, W-I-L-L-E-M, at icecreamforeveryone.net. You have all the rest of my information on the website, which is icecreamforeveryone.net, everything spelled out. You can find me on Twitter at icvillem, letters I and C for ice cream, Willem, W-I-L-L-E-M. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me everywhere. Please leave a rating and a review for the podcast if you enjoy it, or send me an email or a text message or anything. Like, I promise you, if you listen to this and you're thinking, oh yeah, I've been meaning to do this, please take a minute and do it. It really, really makes a difference, a super positive difference to my morale, to know that people are listening to this and enjoy it. Because otherwise, the only thing I have to relate to is the numbers on my media hosting website. They're not high. I don't have a lot of people listening to this. I do have a few hundred people listening to this. And as you know, I'm like late and I change plans and I do other things. So I've not been extremely consistent with publishing, but I keep it up and I want to get more consistent. But I'm also interested in a lot of different things. So I really enjoy the fact that I get to do a lot of different things, like a whole week of improv comedy. And it was, you know, from 10 in the morning to 7 in the evening. And I was managing a few other things at the same time. So that, you know, I have to balance out. Sometimes I give priority to the podcast. Sometimes I don't. But I always love to hear from you. It really, really helps. I really love to hear that people are appreciating and enjoying the podcast. So however you do it, a review lets other people find the podcast, which is awesome. But a personal message makes, like, it boosts me. It gives me heart and it makes me happy. So yeah, if you take a minute to do that, I really would appreciate. And or birthday, you know, wishes. I'm happy for that too. I think that's about it for now. Thank you very much for listening. Good afternoon, good night, good morning, whatever time of day or night it is for you. I'll talk to you later. Bye.